Alright, this is Sean Branley.
This is
joined by
John Crouch.
Jake Spiritoso.
And our special guest,
Emily Caracciolo.
We are back with the week number two, but we will be reviewing and talking about week four of our fantasy football podcast. And I think we're going to get straight into it, talking about the game that everybody's excited about. Bit of a disappointment by the Bills and Dolphins.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I mean, Josh Allen played good, but that Miami, I don't know. Like Chibs was talking about last week, I mean, Tyreek Hill, Jalen Waddle, Tua.
Good for Josh Allen's a bit of an understatement. He threw for 400 yards and two touchdowns.
Did you guys catch that last play? I saw it. Josh Allen made an error. I just kind of forget exactly what happened.
It was the last few seconds of the game, and they were in field goal range, and they were down by two, and it was last like two seconds, and they didn't get the snap off.
Yeah,
to stop time.
Yeah. It was like he should have went out of bounds. Miles. Yeah. Who was it?
It was not Stephon. Was it Singletary?
Singletary. Yeah.
Saw the offensive coordinator.
His reaction was
that was good.
Missy, I know you didn't watch the game, unfortunately.
I did not.
They didn't stream it online, but. Did you end up seeing what happened to Tua? His little head concussion? No?
No.
No? So basically, on one of the plays, he got sacked, and then he fell pretty hard on his head. It was the end of the second quarter, and then he came back on the third.
Yeah, right.
But he came down, he got up, and was just stumbling, and then fell.
Yeah, I mean.
I was surprised that he even came back.
Yeah, it was a big prig. Pretty big collision there, so
yeah. I don't know. Apparently, in a later interview, he said that it was someone's back and not his head. But honestly, I just think that's like a cover up. So he can just come back.
Concussion protocol and all.
Yeah. Because I mean, you saw Teddy Bridgewater come in and he threw twice and didn't get anything.
Are you seeing these attempts? 18 attempts for Tua and 63 for Josh Allen.
Yeah, I mean Josh Allen, he did like anything he could. Like he threw the ball 63 times. Yeah. And completed 42 passes.
I mean,
for 400 yards, that's actually insane. Like,
Gabe Davis, I don't think Gabe Davis did much on the on his comeback from being hurt.
He had six yards, maybe? Not a lot out of that.
37
yards, but no touchdown. Like, you know, he's been averaging at least a touchdown a game. I was kind of surprised.
Yeah, I want to talk about, I'm a Devin Singletary owner, and I want to talk about that because he went off. He had 9 receptions for 78 yards. I mean, if he keeps doing that, I'm starting him every week.
Yeah,
he got me 20 points.
Good. All right, what do you think about now two elite quarterbacks? We got Josh Allen and then also Lamar coming up, right?
Wait, what are we talking about?
Yeah, he's talking about next week.
Next week.
Oh, Dolphins versus... Wait.
Dolphins versus...
Bills versus the Ravens.
Yeah.
I mean, I still have Josh Allen doing better. Because as a quarterback... Josh Allen is just way more complete.
Yeah, I agree.
But, I mean, Lamar's got the run game, so the defense is always, like, just on their toes.
Okay.
Like, you can never, like,
take away
the run game.
Yeah.
And J.K. Dobbins also helps that out.
That is true. Yeah.
But we'll talk about that game
right, on
the next segment. But Jalen Waddle, like, again, he only had 4 receptions, but he still had over 100 yards. Like, that their deep game, their throw game deep is, like, crazy. Like him and Tyreek together is just
you can't
guard it.
Even if Tyreek doesn't get the ball, he just frees up so much space for Waddle. Like they just can't guard both of them.
Yeah. Someone's always open.
I mean, Tyreek only got 2 catches, but he averaged 16 yards. It was still long throws. Not
the
like they
defense
were short.
Has to focus on him. And just
well, did he get injured though? Because he's questionable for next week.
Tyreek or Jalen?
Jalen.
I don't.
Yeah, I saw that. It's like a hip or something.
He got in a bad injury or
he's questionable.
Yeah, just questionable here.
That would hurt.
He says he is expected to play tonight. Yeah,
I was about to say that could be a game changer tonight.
As of 4 hours ago, it said he was expected to play.
Okay,
but yeah,
things could change.
Could
hopefully, I've had enough of Jalen Waddle and Tyreek. Compared to last week, they dropped like
hating on their streak.
Yeah, I am hating on their streak. It's terrible.
You know.
Yeah, and I think. Nothing else more to talk about in that game. So, there's one more thing I want to talk about.
All right.
I don't think the Dolphins deserve to win that game.
No.
I don't know if you guys watched it at all, but The Bills were just destroying them. I'm not going to lie. The Bills' defense at the end of the game.
Oh, they sold.
They have to just... I mean,
do you think if they punted that ball that the Bills win the game? If like the butt punt didn't have in? Cuz like they got the two, obviously.
Yeah, but then they would have had more time to get up the field.
Yeah. Right.
I think it helped them out, but at the same time, it also just stabbed them in the back because at the end, like we talked about earlier, at the end of the game, they ran out of time.
Yeah. It was literally 2 seconds and he would have spiked it and they would have kicked the field goal and probably won.
Yeah.
They were in that range. Hurt
them bad.
Yeah, I well, because then without that, if the punt didn't happen, then the 2 points they would have had to score a touchdown.
Yeah,
I think it was kind of on them. They took a while to get set up.
They did.
Yeah,
they did.
I mean, Davis was kind of just like jogging back. I mean, they didn't want to get back.
Yeah,
it was kind of just like when they got back, they did. But I don't know. I think that the defense, the Bills' defense, as good as they are, they definitely could have done better. I mean, if you have a quarterback only throwing for, what, 180 yards, and then their backup comes in? Like,
yeah.
And also, that should be easy. Like,
that's with 5 starters out, though. Bills did have 5 starters. They had, like, Micah Hyde, obviously. They had a bunch of defenders, I don't know.
Yeah.
But still, no excuses.
Yeah, and also, I mean, what, did Chase Edmonds only ran for 18 yards?
Yeah.
Not a lot. And he still scored 2 touchdowns.
Yeah.
Like, that's insane in my opinion. But, yeah, I think with that, we move on to the next game. And yeah. I think this is where we go on to something Miss C can finally talk about. The Eagles versus Commanders game.
Yes.
Where Jalen Hurts, once again, proves himself.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
3-0?
3-0. And the defense proved themselves.
Yes.
Defense played really well. I mean, Carson Wentz also
needs to throw the ball a little faster.
Yeah, I agree. It took him way too long. But
I mean, sacked 9 times.
Ridiculous. I mean, yes, you want your defensive line to defend you, but at one point you need to release the ball or do something. And that's been always been his Achilles heel, where his decision-making's been 1 second too slow. Yeah. So.
But again, talk about the Eagles. I have a question. Do you guys think that, what's it called, Devontae Smith and A.J. Brown, not yet, but maybe even now, but next year, do you think they're going to be a top five, like, receiver
easily.
Duo?
Easily.
Yeah. Yeah. This is probably two of their strongest wide receivers they've had
in
a long time, and it's nice to see that.
I agree. And also, I think the big thing is that Hurts is the one who's doing it. He's putting it together. I mean, he's thumbing the needle to everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Even the tight ends are doing a great job.
Yeah, Goeders have been really good.
Crazy. Yeah.
Even the backup, I forget his name. He came in and he had 2 really good
Minshew?
Receptions.
Tight end.
Longer name. I can't remember his name.
Is it Calip?
Yeah, something.
Calatera?
Something.
Yeah.
I mean, oh my God, he had 1 catch for 40 yards.
Yeah.
Jesus. Who else? I mean, obviously Devontae Smith, another great week. He scored a touchdown.
Yeah,
he 170 yards.
Yeah. Some insane catches. Like,
yeah.
Did you see it?
I didn't see it. I didn't see Devontae.
Makes a difficult one.
You didn't see the catch? It was, first catch was like a 20-yard. He jumped over the guy and caught it on his head. And then like 2 plays later, he mossed the guy again for the touchdown.
Yeah, and that's when you have to just be careful of both the receivers. I mean, you can't just like stack. Like,
right.
You can't just have a safety like towards A.J. Brown's side, because Devontae Smith is just a threat every game besides the first week. But it was getting the rust out. Getting the rust. Right.
I think Brandon Graham, he had 3 sacks, or like 2.5 sacks. Like that.
He had 3 sacks?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's something. When you have, like, already have, what, Darius Slay?
Yeah.
And then you have just a defense that great that can just pressure the quarterback.
It's very surprising how their defense is playing this year compared to last year. I mean, it's like.
Yeah.
We made some new additions, really helped out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Plus,
sure.
Injuries really hurt us a lot. But 6 guys got sacks in that game.
And, I mean, Miles Sanders also is, like, not doing bad this year. I mean, he's finally, like, getting touched on the ball, scoring touchdowns. I don't know how I did this week, but I just know last week that...
He didn't do much, but he's, like, our clear number one running back. Like,
yeah.
They're giving him touches.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say clear. I mean, Boston Scott's making a name for himself.
Yeah, but he's not, like... Miles Sanders is that guy.
Yeah.
He is.
As of right now. But, I don't know.
I think he knows their role. Like, Boston Scott is, like...
I think Commanders are a good team.
Yeah.
I think it's just Carson Wentz.
I think so,
too. In my opinion.
And the offensive line, obviously.
Yeah. Actually, yeah. Let me take that back. It's not just Carson Wentz.
No, I think I would disagree. Yeah. Like,
if they have a good O-line, I think that team just becomes so much better. Because with your receiving core, you have Terry McLaurin, Curtis Samuel, Jawan Dotson, and you have J.D. McKissick catching the ball, what, 7-8 times? A lot? 6 times? And then you have Antonio Gibson in the back, also with J.D. McKissick. Like, that's just – that offensive team right there is just so good. But when you don't have enough time to throw the ball or you don't have room to run, it just hurts the team. Like, it hurts the team so bad. Like, you can't do anything.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, what did you see, Missy?
No, I think what you guys are exactly on point with. When you have a supporting cast, you know, your offensive line for Carson Wentz, if they're not producing for you, you know, he is going to, some of those sacks were not his fault.
Right.
But as far as, you know, his receivers, just looking at some of the stats right now, like McLaurin and
Curtis Samuel.
Yeah, exactly. They all, you know, did some good things, but Eagles just not played enough. Really well.
Yeah.
You guys think Eagles are like a top 3 team, like, for the Super Bowl right now?
They're showing
yes.
it.
Yes, I do. I believe
as so. Of right now, yes. It's them, Dolphins, and I think you still have to go with the Bills.
Yeah.
You have Dolphins? Yeah.
You can't count them out.
I have Dolphins.
I think a healthy Bucks would be top 3.
The Bucks are beating them.
I think Tom Brady's done. I think yes. he's. I think he's
oh,
done.
Yeah.
Texas
I think
he's prime. Sure.
Texans? Did you say Texans?
No.
Past this time.
I was about to say. What about the Chiefs? You think Chiefs are up there?
No. Not this year. They just lost to Indianapolis.
Yeah, everyone has those games. I like the Jags too. Jags aren't the
Jags.
They're not gonna. They're not Super Bowl contenders, but I just like them as a team.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, and then there's not really.
All right, what about that Browns Pitt game?
Do we have to talk about that game?
We do.
I mean, as a Pittsburgh fan,
we do.
I'd like to stay away.
We do. But as a Browns fan, I will say this, Sean. Pickens made the greatest catch of the year so far, and I don't think anything's going to beat that.
That one-handed Odell catch.
Did you see that?
Yeah.
That one-handed Odell catch was looking.
Yeah, but wasn't he also the one that – is he number 88?
No.
He's
a
different 14? Team. I'm thinking of a different team then.
There was number 7, 14. I think I'm thinking. 14?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Missy, do you think the Odell Beckham catch was better or the Pickens?
Oh.
I know it's hard, but
– yeah, they're both quality catches. I mean, I think I'd go with the – Pickens catch.
Okay.
Really?
Sean?
What do you think? I mean, I'm a Pittsburgh fan, so obviously I want to say that. But like, I grew up watching that.
No, I feel
I grew up watching OBJ. Sure. It's like, anytime you catch a ball, you're like, OBJ.
Yeah, right.
Like, I think I have to go with that catch.
Think about it though. The difference is with the OBJ catch, it was a pass interference on the catch and a touchdown.
They were both so good.
They were both so good.
But anyway, back to the Browns Steelers game. Yeah. Like, I'm a Pittsburgh fan again. I want to talk about the Mitch Trubisky and the Kenny Pickett.
Yeah, he needs to get a shot. They are not.
I'm not saying Mitch Trubisky threw bad, but there's obviously some throws that he should not have thrown.
Yeah.
His decision making just isn't the best, and he knew that.
Yes.
Our coach, what's his name? I can't think of his name. Mike Tomlinson. Coach. He knew that. But Kenny Pickett in the preseason just played so well.
Yeah, I think
he deserves a starting spot on, like, right away. But
I agree.
I don't know. I think coming in, who do we play next week? We play, I can't think. The Jets? Yeah, we play the Jets next week.
You got to start Pickett.
I think we have to give him a chance.
You have to.
Yeah.
Najee came back from injury this week, right?
Yeah, he did. Yeah. And
Najee looked so good. He is a grown man.
He is a grown man. Around some guys.
I remember he scored a touchdown, which I hate saying, but he came around the edge and he just like stiff-armed about like 5 yards back into the end zone.
He only ran for 56 yards.
Yeah. But
it was like a threat every time because he ran within like the 20 yards.
But on the flip side, Nick Chubb. Yeah. I mean, he is looking dangerous. I mean, the Nick Chubb cream hunt back is looking really good. But
I mean, between Nick Chubb, Amari Cooper too.
Yeah. Like, what do you think about Jacoby Brissett? How did you feel as a Pittsburgh fan playing Jacoby Brissett?
All right, as a Pittsburgh fan, I didn't like him. Obviously, he was not good.
Right.
I have Amari Cooper on my fantasy pocket. Or my fantasy team. And I was watching Brissett. I loved him.
Yeah.
He was targeting Amari Cooper. Amari Cooper had over 100 yards and a touchdown and 7 receptions for a PPR league. That's what I love.
I'm still regretting not trading Darnell Mooney for Amari Cooper.
Yeah, I regret even mentioning that trade. But yeah, it's not even like Brissett is like only throwing to Cooper. He's also making David
and Joku.
Yeah, he's also making him. He had nine catches.
So crazy.
89 yards and a touchdown. Like the threat from like that receiving team like isn't even that bad. And then Kareem Hunt obviously getting some catches. But yeah, besides, I mean, just those three players making those catches. But
oh yeah,
yeah. I mean, I think with that we move on to one of my favorite teams right now. The Jags versus Chargers.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you saw Herbert. Herbert wasn't...
Dude, well, I mean, he got hurt.
He got hurt, but why are you playing if you're hurt?
I agree. And then, I mean...
He's just a dog.
Their wide receivers...
He is a dog.
Williams went to sleep.
Yeah, they need help.
Yeah, they do.
It's injuries, really.
They need help.
They had a lot of players out.
Eckler had the most out of everybody, and he's the running back?
Most
receptions.
Keenan Allen's out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, what's it called? Josh Palmer actually played really good.
Yeah,
he did. I watched the game, and he was catching everything. I feel like he didn't miss anything. Also, Eckler, what, 8 catches? Yeah, the most on the team as a running back. That's not what you want at all, especially when like you have such a good quarterback, and Justin Herbert. You don't want to be throwing to a running back that can only run for so long. You know, he caught the ball 8 times and only ran for 48 yards. Like, that's not what you want.
Well, the Jags don't really have that problem. The running back core is coming together. They got Travis Etienne and James Robinson in the backfield.
James Robinson this week just blew my mind. I have him on a big money fantasy league, and he got me some points this week. That's what I love to see. And I have Christian Kirk as well. I mean, he had 6 catches for 72 yards and a touchdown.
All right, Missy, what do you think about Trevor Lawrence?
I think he did really well. Three touchdowns. I mean, it's going to be... I think he's a solid... And I also like the fact that he came from Clemson.
Clemson, yeah.
He's looking like
that guy. I'm a South Carolina girl, can I say?
Okay.
He's looking like that guy now. What, was he first overall pick?
Yeah.
Was it 2 years ago? 3 years ago?
Two years ago.
I mean, he's looking like that guy now. When their whole team's coming together like this, he's really looking like the man.
He is the leader.
Yeah.
Well, their team really came together. I mean, they got rid of Urban Meyer as the coach.
Right.
And Zay Jones, too, is still there. I mean, still a touchdown. 10 receptions, 85 yards.
Yeah.
Like, him and Christian Kirk, too, they're dangerous.
Dynamic team.
I don't know if Christian Kirk is not better than A.J. Brown.
No.
Nowhere close, in my opinion. Maybe top 10.
Maybe.
Yeah. Do you think Christian Kirk was worth that? What? How much did he pay? 100 mil?
Something like that.
A lot of money. Yeah, a lot of money for.
I mean, I think so. I think
it's a solid pickup.
Think about it. If a player like Tyreek Hill put up the same stats as him, they'd be like, "Yep, deserve."
Yeah, but
it's just his name isn't.
Yeah, his name's not too big yet, but if he keeps playing like this, then I think it would be. I think it would be safe to have him have him for 100 mil.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. I think one more game, and then we'll start talking about the next week's games, or this upcoming week.
Sounds good to me. Do you want to talk about the Buffalo?
We already talked about the Bills.
Oh, yeah, and then Baltimore. Baltimore.
Talk about I'm feeling either Colts or Giants. It's up to you.
Oh, the Colts upsetting the Chiefs?
Yeah.
I want to talk about that game.
Yeah.
Because how did Jonathan Taylor do that week?
I think he didn't do that much. I think he did average.
71 yards?
Yeah.
21 carries. It's for him.
Yeah, but he also had a couple of receptions. Michael Pittman coming back also helps him. Because what? Was this his first week back?
Yeah, it was. He was
out. Yeah. I mean, as you saw last week, like, they played terrible. And then Michael Pittman comes back, and it just opens up so much more. Because, like, then you have. People, you have a trusted wide receiver you can throw it to. Matt Ryan.
Yeah, how about Matt Ryan?
Yeah, I mean, he showed why that he's back on the Colts. He showed why he got some money for going on the Colts. And two touchdowns for 222 yards, too. Like, I mean, that's really good.
Can you talk about Mahomes? Like, what's going on?
I think it was just a fluke game, in my opinion.
I think he... I think it's just not the same without his receiving core last year.
I agree.
Yeah, like, again, I said this last week, I'm going to say it again. Like, he has no guy besides Travis Kelce. Like, he has no one else.
Juju just can't. I don't think Juju can be that guy. He had a great game, but...
I mean, he can't. No, you can. It's just when his consistency improves, which I mean, what? It's only his like a third, fourth year in the league. Once it improves, I think he can easily be that guy. Because you saw when he played for Pittsburgh, you saw the glimpses of how good he could be when he was behind Antonio Brown. He could. You just gotta give him some time.
I mean, you see the
quarterback.
You see the inconsistency of Patrick Mahomes because it went from like 5 touchdowns, 30 touchdowns, 1 touchdown, throwing a pick, not throwing a pick, throwing a pick. I mean,
yeah, but he's still a top.
Yeah, he's
definitely still a top quarterback.
Yeah, for sure.
Still top 5 in my opinion.
Yeah, yeah, without a doubt. But I mean, I feel like in games like this, you just got to throw to your trusted tight end. I mean, easily top 3 tight end, and you're only throwing the ball to him 4 times.
Yeah, but think about it. The other teams know that. Like, yeah. That's his guy.
Yeah, but they always know that. But he still gets it. I've saw multiple plays where he's open, and he hasn't got the ball, and I just wonder why. Because when you have names like Juju, Valdez Scantling, and then Clyde.
Yeah, I was just about to say. I was going to ask Miss C. Clyde Edwards-Hilaire. I mean, he's came back from last year.
Oh,
I
don't know. Yeah. Miss C. Go on.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead. You could talk about.
No, I think he's getting some attempts, and but his yardage was down.
But he did score.
He did score. 1 touchdown. Okay.
Listen,
that's fine.
He did. And he's been averaging what, a touchdown a game?
Yes. I believe so, because he had 2 touchdowns not too long ago, right?
Yeah, like a week ago.
I mean, and
rushing-wise, he had 7 carries for 0 yards, but he did pretty good receiving. Right.
Yeah, but true test will be next week, or this coming weekend.
Yeah.
They play the Bucs. Yeah, they play the Bucs. That's going to be a game.
Yeah.
2 great quarterbacks, or 1 old quarterback and another great one.
Mini-goat versus goat. Yeah.
Mini Tom Brady.
Yeah, one's already past his prime.
Yeah, you're right.
Now I think this is where we start moving on to our next segment, which in this segment we're going to be talking about the upcoming games, the Week 4 games.
Sounds
and
good.
I think it's only right to be talking about tonight's game with the undefeated Miami Dolphins and the Cincinnati Bengals. Now, I obviously want to talk about the Dolphins, but first, I want to talk about, do you think the Bengals were just a 1-year team?
Yes, I do.
You do? I do. Even with Jamar Chase?
Yeah.
Joe Mixon's still playing good.
Listen, if that offensive line gets fixed, they're scary. But for now, they have not been proving anything. They've been letting Joe Burrow get sacked. They've been letting him throw horrible passes because of the pressure. And I think that's really going to hurt them.
Yeah, Jamar Chase, has he been playing good? I haven't really been.
He hasn't done that much this season.
But it's also because of
the O-line. Yeah.
Right.
But Joe Mixon, at the same time as...
But no, think about it. The Bengals, they also have... Who's their other 2 receivers? They got T. Higgins.
They got Tyler Boyd, T. Higgins, Jamar Chase. But, I mean, last week, Joe Burrow showed why he was in the Super Bowl last year.
Yeah,
he threw for over 250 yards. Mm-hmm. It is the Jets. But at the same time, they beat your Browns.
Yeah,
they didn't play bad. And then he threw for 3 touchdowns as well.
Joe
Mixon... A little bit of underperformance in the running game, but also helped out in the receiving game. I mean, Tyler Boyd, Jamar Chase a touchdown, and then Samaje Perine, their second running back, scored a touchdown.
This is the first time Tua and Joe Burrow play each other in the NFL.
Have they not?
No, they haven't. This is the first time since college.
Wow.
That rivalry is going to...
Oh, man. It's going to be a game tonight. I don't know.
Who do you guys have?
Listen, I'm going Dolphins. I'm also a Browns fan, and you're a Steelers fan, so I think you might slide the same way as me.
Yeah, but I mean...
I got the Dolphins.
The same way. Yeah.
Dolphins
Missy?
As well.
Missy, you're going with Dolphins?
Yeah.
I mean, I think you kind of have to, I mean, with the way the Dolphins have been playing. And
close game or no?
I think so.
I think it's going to be a high-scoring game.
High-scoring but close, or high-scoring and blowout?
High-scoring and blowout. Okay. I think the Bengals are going to – I think they're going to have a few long balls that are going to end up as touchdowns.
100%.
Yeah, and I just think the Dolphins are going to do the same, but way more consistent.
Okay.
Because, I mean, you have Tyreek, who's just – is a cheetah. He's fast. Yeah. And then you have Jalen Waddle, who is somehow a wide receiver too.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Don't leave out Gesicki.
Mike Gesicki was also open. Yeah, he's you can't that's like you can't guard all three of these all three of these receivers and the tight end. But
yeah, of course.
But I think the Bengals could easily come back, and I think I don't know about this week, but I think their winning spree can start soon, because it is bound to happen.
Yeah, you're right.
You can't go to the Super Bowl, come back the next season, and start off 1-4.
Oh yeah, no, that can't happen.
Like you have to
prove something.
Yeah, you have to fix something. But now I think we can talk about our Mrs. Philadelphia Eagles,
yes,
and Johns, because
yeah,
who they play the Jags this week.
That's
Yep, and I mean, hey, last week the Jags they looked pretty unstoppable.
They did.
One, their defense, and two, the receiving core. I mean, Zay Jones and Christian Kirk.
Trevor Lawrence throwing like a maniac.
Yeah, Trevor Lawrence playing like that. And how'd their defense do? A lot, like good? I didn't really check on that game that much.
Talking about the Jaguars?
They only allowed.
Yeah, they only allowed 10 points.
10 points, yeah.
Yeah, against a Justin Herbert.
This is Doug Peterson back to Philly.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is
welcome
first,
home.
This is the first time back?
Yeah, yeah. I think so.
Let's see. How do you?
No, it's going to be a fun game, and I think Eagles atmosphere, obviously, with Doug Peterson coming back. You know, it's the ride in the high 3-0.
Yeah,
I think they're going to go 4.
As good as the Jags are, when you're on like when you're coming off of that type of game,
mm-hmm.
Philly's not the place you want to go up. I mean,
no.
I've been to Eagles game before, and wow, you don't want to bring kids. Yeah, you don't want to bring kids there.
Well, you were going as an away fan.
Yeah, I'm going to the Steelers game against Eagles soon. Oh. So yeah, it's gonna be.
Don't worry, Steelers stuff.
Yeah, I'm not. Yeah. Don't worry. I'm not gonna cover
underneath the Eagles jersey.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, what's it called? AJ Brown and Devontae Smith should have a field day this week.
It's like unfair.
Yeah, I mean, when you have a guy like Zay Jones.
And think about it, too. There's Dallas Goddard, Quez Watkins.
They have a nice core all around. It's not just like one or two guys. They have like 3-4.
And Hurts will throw to anybody, so.
Yeah.
When you have a guy like Zay Jones catching the ball like 10 times against the Chargers, it's just I don't think he can do anything against a guy like Darius Slay. Well, obviously, Darius Slay would not be guarding him, but.
Well, think about it, though. I mean,
this is not happening.
Justin Jefferson had that massive game, and then he came to Philly and did pretty much nothing.
Yeah, and I don't think the Jags will score over 20 points this week.
I agree.
Especially with the defense, how they've been playing.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
All right, I think that Trevor Lawrence will get sacked 5 times.
5?
Wow.
5.
That's a bold statement.
5. No.
That's a bold statement.
I mean, I think last week was just 9 sacks. That was a record, right?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. 5's kind of high. All right.
I'm looking at this, and in the past 2 games, Trevor Lawrence has 0 turnovers, no sacks.
Yeah, that's definitely gonna change. I mean, with Darius Slay, I think he'll throw one interception.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's not got sacked at all. So.
Yeah, I mean, with a small guy like Christian Kirk, it's just bound to happen. Like,
I agree.
Darius Slay's
bully.
He's just so
bully
good. Ball. I mean, you saw Justin Jefferson getting locked up 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, that was insane. Two picks. All
that. It was insane. But, I'm gonna move on to the next game because I want to talk about the Bucks and the Chiefs. Is it Bucks and Chiefs?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
That game, I think, is just gonna be. How do you think that's gonna turn out? One sided or just a completely insane back and forth game?
Is Mike Evans back? Do you know?
He is back.
Close game.
Close. Oh, so you think if he was still injured, then Tom Brady wasn't?
Nope.
Was he getting anything done?
Something done. Not as good as when he has Mike Evans. So.
You think it's time for him to be done?
No.
Tom Brady?
No.
You don't think it's time for him to be done?
1 or 2 more years.
Yeah. Missy?
I think he needs to be done.
You guys know?
I think she's saying that as an Eagles fan.
No.
Do you guys know how the Bucks receivers are? Are they all healthy?
Yeah. I mean, what's it called? We just said Mike Evans is back. So that's a big plus for them.
Miller.
Yeah.
What about Godwin, is he?
Godwin.
The Godwin is he back? Was he even hurt?
Yeah, he was hurt.
I don't think he played last week.
He did not. Yeah, he didn't play that week. I mean, Russell Gage. Russell Gage has been playing good.
You saw who they picked up. What's his name? Off the Bills. He's playing the Bills.
Oh, Carl Beasley.
Yeah,
Carl Beasley. Yeah.
I mean, he didn't do much last week. I think he caught the ball two or three times. Yeah. And then that was really it for him. He was very quiet. I mean, I don't think he played that much either because, I mean,
right.
They picked him up, 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
And then, I mean, Leonard Fournette, too, he's been a problem.
Yeah.
He's unstoppable. He's looking good. And, I mean, against Chiefs, like, I don't know. I feel like every running back just does so good.
I agree.
Against the Chiefs.
Yeah.
Like, if I have a running back on the team, on my fantasy team, and then I see them playing the Chiefs, I start him every week.
Right. Missy, what do you think?
That's interesting. I didn't know that. No, I think it's going to be a good game. I think you have two good quarterbacks. Obviously, one older, one much younger. But I think it's going to be a fun game to watch. I'm excited to see. But I think it's going to go. Are we picking?
Yeah, sure.
You can mix picks.
I think I'm going to go Kansas City.
Kansas City? I think it's a safe pick.
You have three people agreeing with Kansas City.
There you Johnny, go.
I think I'll take the Bucks.
Yeah. Johnny!
Hold on.
The odd man out.
Wait, I would like to go back real quick because the Chiefs are playing a Bucks. They're playing
Why
away.
Not?
At the Buccaneers?
Yeah, they're playing at Tampa Bay.
Are they going to play it there, though, with the weather?
Yeah, they're keeping it there.
Oh,
they
are?
Yeah. Ooh, I didn't even think about that.
They talked about moving it.
Oh.
Well, I haven't seen that.
Oh.
Well, I think,
Sean? Go ahead. Take your hot take, buddy.
I just think Mike Evans being back, Tom Brady's going to realize how important he is.
Okay.
And he's just going to target him. I think it's throw it to him, and I think that is going to get to the Chiefs.
So you're taking
the Buccaneers? I was going to say, you don't think Buccaneers? The Chiefs are going to be able to take it away?
I don't think we're going to guard Mike Evans.
I just saw the Bucks have had to practice at the Dolphins
facility. Yeah, they moved them, and then there was talk that they'd have to move it to, I don't know, maybe Orlando or something, but
or maybe Miami.
Yeah.
Where the Dolphins play. It would still be a home court, like home field advantage.
Right.
Because they're still playing.
Fans of.
Like an hour or two away.
Right.
Actually, I don't know how far. But
it's about that. Right.
Yeah, okay. Still playing in Florida.
Yeah.
In Florida.
Yeah.
Right. So you're taking the Bucks?
I am taking the Bucks.
Okay.
24-21.
The Bucks came
out 24-21. Yeah, okay. Throwing a score out there.
Yep.
The Bucks lost last week, right? To the
Bucks. The Bucks lost to the Colts.
No,
the Chiefs lost to the Colts.
It was the Packers, right?
They're both coming off losses. Yeah. But, I mean, the Packers. I mean, Alan Lazard finally didn't do bad. Aaron Rodgers starting to figure it out a little bit. I wouldn't say enough. Do you think? I know it's a bit off topic, but do you think the Packers are going to win their division?
No.
You don't think they're going to win the division? Against who was in the division? I forget. Against, I mean, the Vikings, obviously. Timmy Hall's Bears. I think good enough.
I think the Lions are sleepers in that division. Like, I think it'll be closer.
I think that Aaron Rodgers isn't Aaron Rodgers without Devontae Adams, yeah.
You think what?
Aaron Rodgers isn't himself without Devontae.
I don't think he's himself. I don't think
he's lacking.
Figured out the receiving core yet.
I agree. They're young.
Yeah, they're young, and they, I mean, their game plan last year was just go to one of the best receivers in the league.
Yeah.
Yeah. And now, can do that. Now you don't have that.
Right.
But now you have two dogs in the rushing field, Jones and...
Yeah.
AJ Dillon.
Yeah.
But anyway, back to that division. The Vikings.
Yeah.
They're looking.
Justin Jefferson.
Kirk. Looking great. And Dalvin Cook. Oh, he might be out.
He might be.
Yes, he might be. He's questionable.
Yeah. I'm hoping so. Yeah. Oh,
it's the same.
Dislocated. Was it a dislocated shoulder?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that.
In the past few years, too.
But Bears. I don't think they're.
The Bears are done.
Sorry, Timmy. Anywhere. If you're listening, I'm sorry. But they're done. Well, I love the Lions. They might be 1-2 right now.
I like them, too.
But
they're a fun team.
They're fun. I mean, DeAndre
Swift was out last week, right?
Jamal Adams.
Did he play?
Who?
DeAndre Swift. Did he play?
Yeah, he played. Not very good, but he played.
Isn't he fighting an injury?
Well, you got to look at who the Lions played. They lost to the Eagles. who are undefeated. They beat the Commanders, well, as they should. And then it was a close game against the Vikings.
Yeah, but close game. They lost.
They lose. But then you look at the upcoming schedule. They play teams like Seahawks, the Patriots, an injured Cowboy team, Packers, who we just said that Aaron Rodgers isn't doing good.
Yep.
The Bears, who are the Bears.
We skipped over Miami.
I just skipped over Miami because...
Well,
it's Miami. I'm looking at their schedule, and I'm just seeing a bunch of teams that they destroy. And with the teams that they've been playing, like, I think that they will show, like, when they play against mediocre teams, or even good teams, they still play good. This is sometimes it's not enough. And hopefully when DeAndre Swift comes, or is DeAndre Swift back, Jake?
DeAndre Swift is he back? I don't know.
Is he playing? I know he was back last week. But yeah, I mean, if he keeps playing good, I think the Lions are still going to be a good team, contender for.
He's questionable.
Do you want to talk about one more game and then get into our draft picks?
Yeah, one or two more games.
I think it should take us a bit to talk about the next game, which is Bills Ravens.
Yeah.
The Bills and Ravens.
Yeah.
You were talking about the Bills and Ravens. The two quarterbacks?
Yeah.
That's the biggest game this week.
Josh Allen and...
I know Missy has Josh Allen on her fantasy team.
Doing well for me.
Yep, he hasn't yet to disappoint.
Yeah.
And then Lamar. Jesus.
He's also doing really well. He's on my twin sister's team.
Okay.
Yeah. Your twin sister's very lucky.
It's like 40 points a game. Yes. Just in himself.
Yeah. But I'm glad to see that Lamar has found Mark Andrews.
Oh, yeah.
Because, I mean, last season, Lamar was out last season, right?
A little bit.
Yeah, and when that time was to come, when he was out and they had, I can't think of their backup quarterback right now, but when their backup quarterback was in, they went to Mark Andrews, and Mark Andrews showed how good of a tight end he was.
Yes.
And then once Lamar Jackson came back,
Marquise Brown started to
fade away.
Yeah.
But then this year, the first game he faded away again, and then the next two games, Lamar started to be like, oh, wow, I can throw the ball to this guy, and he won't drop it.
He is looking like an MVP this year, I will say.
Yeah, he's looking really good. And then, but on the flip side, you have Josh Allen, and then you have Stephon Diggs.
Gabe Davis. Keep on coming. But I don't know. I don't think that the Ravens can get it done. Because if it's going to be a shootout, like we were talking about last week with the Bills and Dolphins, like, I don't think they can keep up with the Bills.
The Ravens, like the Dolphins really, do. All that Ravens have is Mark Andrews.
Yeah. I mean, Marquise Brown isn't there anymore.
Yeah, he's back into the Cardinals. I forget.
I believe so, yes.
But I mean, if the Bills keep throwing, like, now, like, they're throwing to the running backs as well.
Yes.
So you can't even go long. You can't even watch Stephon Diggs.
Singletary.
If as a fantasy owner of Singletary, I just hope that keeps happening.
Yes.
Because
wow,
like not even they look good, they just played good too. Like it was just fantastic. It was so good to watch them play and throw it to the running back as much as they did.
I think Gabe Davis might be out again this week.
Gabe Davis is out again?
Yeah, seeing ankle. But what about? So I'm seeing that the hurricane is supposed to hit Baltimore during the game. So do you think it'll affect the game if it rains?
Do you think that the NFL will postpone it?
Well, nah, it's not supposed to be like a full hurricane. But it's supposed to be
just bad weather.
Yeah.
Do
you think that would be better for like Lamar Jackson?
I think the Bills face so many conditions because of where they're from. Like they face the snow, the rain.
Yeah.
I think they're kind of. No, I don't want to say immune, but I want to say
They're more adapted.
Yeah, a little bit.
But speaking of Lamar Jackson and with the rain, do you think he's going to be running a lot more?
Yes.
With the rain too.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's not throwing the ball, and he'll trust his feet more.
I think so.
I still think he'll throw the.
He's
like,
dangerous.
If he does throw the ball, I think. Again, it's going to be Mark Andrews.
Short or deep?
Definitely a lot of short balls this week.
I agree.
You can't really throw long and trust.
Yeah.
Trust long balls. All right, I want to talk about one more game before we go on.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's the reigning Super Bowl champs against the 49ers.
Okay.
I mean, with Trey Lance out, how do you think the 49ers are going to keep doing?
They have Jimmy G.
They do have Jimmy G.
I think he had a rough game. I don't think he did that good, did he?
He's looking okay.
He won, didn't he?
Okay. I think that I don't know why they would sit Jimmy G.
Oh,
I
mean,
I
guess they're not
Trey. No, but when Trey Lance was playing, though, I think that they need to trust Jimmy.
Yeah, I mean, you gave him a lot of money to be a backup quarterback, right. And he's the backup quarterback that is now playing.
I think he's a starting quarterback, so I don't know.
Do you have Jimmy G over Justin Fields?
Over Fields?
Yeah. Because right now he's considered one of the worst quarterbacks in the league. Sorry, I know he's your backup, Missy, but...
I will take Jimmy G just because of the experience. He played, obviously,
Justin Tom Fields Brady. Pretty young. Yeah.
I think, Justin Fields is young. He needs to learn a lot more. He needs to be more less indecisive on his throws and really trust his throws and everything.
Yeah.
So I think I take Jimmy G. In
there. One thing the 49ers needs to figure out is their situation with Debo. Because...
Yes.
He's not so bad this season, but...
He was a top two receiver last year.
Yeah, and obviously you most likely aren't going to repeat what you did last year. But you got to at least come close.
Yeah.
Like, his run game last year was insane. But now he's only run the ball for not even 10 yards over 5 attempts. And then you have him receiving. His receiving game is still really good. 75 yards for 5 receptions. And then... What did you say?
Oh, no, I was... Never mind.
But, and then Brandon Ayuk. What do you think happened to Brandon Ayuk, Jake?
What do you mean?
I mean, what? Was it 2 years ago? He was just so explosive and so good.
Yeah.
And then
he definitely fell off. He definitely fell off because of Debo.
Yeah, I think his confidence went down a little bit.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, when you're a star receiver and then you get, you get thrown more over... I mean, a random. I mean, Debo wasn't really known last year, but he certainly showed who he was. And then you have a guy like George Kittle, obviously just doing.
Well, he's been out.
Yeah, he has.
He played last game.
He did?
I guess the Broncos.
Oh, okay.
Really? How did he do?
He had 4 receptions for 28 yards. So it's
Cooper Kupp didn't do so well last week.
Cooper, you got to give him some slack.
I think Allen Robinson did okay that game.
Yeah.
I agree.
But back to the Cooper Kupp. Who did Rams play last week?
Was it Arizona?
It was... Yeah, it was Arizona. But they still won. So you can't really hate on him. But besides Cooper Kupp...
I mean, Missy, he didn't have any touchdowns, did he?
No, he had none.
He did. He had one touchdown.
No.
Not against Arizona.
No.
One rushing touchdown. He had a rushing touchdown.
Did he?
Yeah, 20 yards.
No receiving touchdowns.
Probably not.
Okay, so there we go.
Yeah. One thing I want to talk about, I picked him in, I believe, the 5th round of my fantasy draft. Cam Akers.
He's garbage.
He's not.
He had a solid week last week.
No,
he's slowly coming back.
Bad.
No.
Bad.
No, he's slowly coming back. He's had the most carries on the team.
Okay.
All scored a touchdown and over 60 yards.
All right.
Okay. Bad.
Okay.
Yeah, you got to give him some.
He's not Nick Chubb.
He's getting better.
He's
better
no Nick Chubb yet.
Yes. Okay. You want to go yet? Okay.
He's coming. He's slowly coming back. He's slowly coming back. But, I think now is where we move on to everybody's favorite segment.
Yes.
Everyone's favorite segment. Our little fantasy draft, who last week, we did lose to Shivers. Shivs, if you're listening, I hope you're not. Yeah, we lost you by 3 points, 126 to 123. Yeah, if Mark Andrews didn't have that game he did, then maybe it would have been a different story. But, last week...
Do you want to go over, how we can pick?
Yeah, I'll go over how the rules. Yeah, so, basically, how the rules go. It's another snake draft. Missy, you are the special guest, so you will have the first pick. But before you draft, there will... So, the players that we picked from last week, we will not be able to pick again. So... I believe Josh Allen is in there.
No Josh Allen. No
Jalen Hurts. AJ Brown.
Christian McCaffrey.
Yeah, we'll pull something up for you so you can see. But
man.
Yeah, it kind of hurts a little bit, but
yeah, it does hurt. So you can take your time and look a little bit.
All right. Do you want
three
the
first? Those guys are on my team.
Do you want the first pick or do you want two picks? We'll let her decide what she wants.
What is that?
So, should be on a
check her email.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So, Miss C, whenever you're ready, you can pick any position. It doesn't matter.
All right, I'll start with the QB.
Okay.
No, okay. QB first.
Yeah.
She was hitting us last week.
Jackson.
Jackson.
That's a fair pickup.
So yeah.
Right away, yeah. I figured. Why don't we go?
And for us, we don't have to worry about quarterback, so don't pick quarterback.
No, we're not going to pick quarterback.
Yeah, do you want to go for two wide receivers?
Yeah, I think so. So obviously we don't have Devontae and AJ Brown.
And who did Cooper Cup. Have? Stephon Diggs?
Stephon Diggs, Cooper Kupp.
All right. So
Jamar is up there, and so is Justin Jefferson.
Tyreek Hill is up there.
But
Tyreek Hill,
I'm gonna Saint Brown.
Okay.
He's pretty consistent.
I think we take.
Who do you want to pick?
I think we take Tyreek.
You want to pick Tyreek?
I do.
In the shootout, are you sure?
Yes.
About it, though. Tyreek
did. Hold up.
He didn't do much. Because
Jalen Waddle.
I think we take
I don't think we take either of them.
I don't think we take Waddle. He's questionable.
I don't think we take a Dolphins receiver. Because one of them are bound and not to do good.
Okay.
And I don't want to take that risk. Especially against Miss C. Because easy win. Okay?
That's what you said.
Yep.
What about Amari Cooper?
I don't trust him that much.
Not yet.
Okay.
Not yet. I think we just go safe.
St. Brown is questionable, though.
I think we just... here's what I think. I think you guys are like this pick. I think we just go... I mean, they're going to be behind a lot, especially with Jalen Waddle and Tyreek. The Bengals are going to be down a lot, so I think we just pick Jamar Chase, because they're going to be throwing the ball a lot.
Okay.
I don't want to catch up.
About Jamar Chase.
I like it. So, Jamar Chase is our first pick?
We'll take Jamar.
We get two, right?
Yep.
Let's take a running back this sec. I think is Saquon available?
You like Saquon?
Saquon's available, yeah.
He is available.
Yeah.
He's like, other than like Aaron Jones, there's not really any other top guys.
They play Indianapolis.
Najee against the Jets.
Let's do Najee. I think we take Najee.
Najee against the Jets?
You have him doing better than Saquon against the Bears?
Yes, I say we take Najee.
Saquon against the Bears.
In that weather, though, like...
He's the number one receiver.
The Jets' defense is not better than the Browns' defense, and Najee popped.
Najee did show again why he was him.
I think we take Najee.
We're the number...
Wait. Jonathan Taylor against the Titans?
No.
He's questionable.
No.
All right, I say we take Saquon for now.
I think Saquon's a safer.
For now, we can't do for now. Is it yes or no?
Najee, flex. Yeah, we could always
flex.
Throw Najee out of flex.
But there's so many.
All right,
flexes.
Boys. Let's go.
I'm sorry. Saquon.
Yeah.
We'll go with Saquon against the Bears.
I think he's the safest choice.
Yeah.
Okay, you get two picks now.
All right. Can I say this?
Uh huh. For sure.
So
these are the people you can't pick.
Below him?
Nope.
Okay. So who did you guys take?
We picked Saquon and
Jamar.
Jamar Chase.
All right, wide receiver. Okay. I'm going Tyreek Hill.
Tyreek Hill, okay.
We should have
picked him. Yeah, I know you like that pick, but I...
Sorry.
There's just...
And I'm going to go... Running back, let's go.
There's just not like with the Dolphins' receiving core. There's no safe pick there. That's why I want to stay away from that, Jake. Just to inform you.
What's that?
The Dolphins' receiver core. There's no safe wide receiver yet.
What did the Chargers play?
Chargers play the Texans.
Oh. And they're terrible.
They are terrible, but did you see the Chargers last week? They didn't look too much better.
No, but let me see. Oh my gosh. You guys are making me nervous.
Let's go, Missy.
Uh-oh. Let's see. I'm gonna go.
Hmm. I'm just trying to look for more picks. What do we have? Us three have.
Are we up?
No, we're not yet.
Not yet.
Not yet.
So.
I like this one. I'm gonna drop this down. I'm taking this paper here.
Oh, no, I see it. I think it's safe to know what pick we're going to do next.
All right, hold on. Give me a second. I'm winding it down.
Mm-hmm. So is that Saquon at our flex?
Well...
No, he's at a running back.
We can put him
We put him at the running back? Okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
Is that going to take whoever?
Oh, who's Green Bay playing?
Green Bay, yeah, New England.
Huh. Another easy game.
Or this one.
While we wait for them, I'm going to go and pick a few games that I think are going to win. John, the Jags and Eagles, who do you think is winning?
Jags and Eagles. I'm taking the Eagles, of course.
Yeah, I think it's a safe pick. Again, with the Bills and Ravens, I think we both picked the Bills. It's pretty...
I got my
pick. Oh, see, your pick is in.
Pick is in. With the, what is it, fourth overall?
Yeah, fifth overall? Like fifth.
I'm going to go with Henry.
Derrick Henry. The Titans against a team that I forget who they play. The Colts. They play the Colts.
Wait, does she get two picks here?
She already picked. All right. All right, so for our next pick.
We have two.
Have our two. Yeah.
Okay, so I'm seeing Austin Eckler against the 30. He's playing the Texans, who are ranked 31 against running backs.
Yes, but I like the most consistent player in the league right now. I'm going to St. Brown. He's playing against the Seahawks.
I like him, but he's questionable.
He's playing against the Seahawks.
Let me take a look at what his status
is. He's going to play.
He's an ankle sprain.
I don't know. I think that is a good look at our flex, right?
Yeah.
But I think
actually he is not sure he can play through ankle sprain.
So do you think Jalen Waddle?
So there's like three guys. Justin Jefferson.
She picked Tyreek. You can't do that.
Yeah, you're right, right.
Justin Jefferson, Waddle.
What about Devontae?
Austin Eckler.
We picked Devontae last week.
Smith?
Oh, no.
That's what I'm saying.
Fournette out there still.
Oh, I thought you did. I would have gotten them too.
I like Fournette and Eckler.
Fournette and Eckler.
I like Fournette and...
We have a running back. We have...
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but we need a flex.
I think we just pick the Justin Jefferson against the Saints.
Okay.
Safe.
I'm cool with that.
I think that's a safe pick. Yeah. I think it's bound for him to bounce.
Yeah, he's not going
to bounce back.
He's not going to have three games in a row where dropping below 5 points.
All right, so Justin Jefferson, that's a flex.
And then
we have...
Kittle?
I think we have to, right?
I like Kittle.
I say Kittle.
Yeah, I think we have to pick Kittle. Because
the other guy is Darren Waller.
They play the Rams, so...
Yeah. I like Kittle.
I like Kittle over Waller.
All right, those are our two picks.
Yep.
Let me see.
Hmm.
You have a tight end, a flex, and a defense.
All right, my tight end. He always got... Well, I like Kelsey.
Again, while we wait, I'm going to go over some more picks. John?
Kelsey was picked last week.
Or the Saints?
That's a... So, how's Alvin Kamara? Is he out again?
He's playing.
He's playing?
Yes.
I honestly might... The Saints are not looking good, but I think I have the Saints in this game.
You have the Saints.
That's a...
I mean, and Michael Thomas. So, like a stud. Oh!
Because Dalvin Cook is out, right?
Jameis Winston. Back and ankle. Apparently hasn't practiced Thursday.
I just think without Dalvin Cook, they're not going to win.
No, but, I mean, he was hurt. Dalvin Cook was hurt a bit last season, and Alexander Madison came in and just showed how good he was.
All right, Missy has her pick in.
Oh, okay.
With my tight end, I'm going to go with Goddard.
Dallas Goddard. It's good. Go Eagles.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a great pick.
And my flex.
And then you have a flex. Yeah, but I think I had the Vikings. Because Madison is just still at
that's
really good. And then he has Justin Jefferson, Thielen, don't know. Christian Kirk might not make it happen, but I like the Vikings.
Yeah, I think that's it's a good pick because it's still Justin Jefferson. Cook might get in.
Yeah. This game, I kind of like this game. It's not like the best two teams, but it's like they compare against each other. The Colts versus Titans. I got the Colts.
I'm taking the Titans.
You are
after the. I know. All right. So I know the Colts beat the Chiefs, but the Titans. I think they won, right?
Yeah, they did win, I believe.
And Derrick Henry had a great game. Robert Woods did solid. I think they can win it.
Yeah, but I mean the Colts. The threats between the Colts and the Titans, in my opinion, is major gap. And I believe Miss C has her pick.
Yes, she does.
Okay.
I'm going to go with Cooper as my flex.
Mark did we Cooper. Not pick Cooper? Oh, Amari Cooper.
Amari Cooper.
Okay.
Need a defense.
Against the Falcons? Did we pick the Bills last week?
Sean.
We did not
pick the Dolphins. Up there.
All right. Sean, I'm thinking, honestly, you'll probably like what I'm about to say, but the Steelers versus the Jets, like, what do you think about that?
I don't. As a Steelers fan, they're not bad, but the Bills are up there, and I don't think you can pass up on the Bills.
I don't think so either.
I think you have to go with Bills.
But what about quarterback? Because we have that.
We do have QB.
Oh, we have QB still?
Yeah, okay. That's our last pick. And then
Lamar.
She picked Lamar.
First I thought she picked Patrick.
No, Lamar.
Patrick's available.
Oh, Jackson. I think the easy pick now is Jackson Mahomes.
Patrick Mahomes.
Jackson Mahomes. Jackson Mahomes. You're mixing me up right now.
He's safe. Yeah.
Patrick Mahomes.
We'll do good.
That's my fault, guys.
All right, and then who's your defense? Let me see.
Are we all finished, or do you need a kicker?
No, we need a kicker after
this. Oh, kicker. Yeah, you're right. So you get two picks.
All right. Well, I'm just going to stick with...
The Eagles defense is up there. Yes.
Yeah, they've been...
All right, John, real quick, Chiefs, we are on Chiefs or Bucks. Patriots or Packers?
I'm taking Packers.
Same Packers?
Yeah.
Yeah, I will do the same.
Something's up with Mac Jones.
Yeah, and I mean, the Packers running game is just insane. The past few games, they have been so good. Aaron Rodgers is a bit shaky, but what else do you expect with a week?
I just think the difference is that the one team has Mac Jones, who's I think he's like might be hurt or something, but still it's Mac Jones versus Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, and they both have weak receivers, and then you just have the better quarterback.
Missy has her pick.
Oh, Missy, go on.
My defense, Eagles. Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah, you're an Eagles fan today. First with Goeder, and then with the Eagles defense.
Yeah.
I guess the Jags.
And then
you have no trust in the Jags.
Hey, I'm an Eagles fan.
Yeah,
there we go.
We're going.
Man. All right, and then the kicker.
Kicker.
Do you want
to... Oh, jeez. Let me see. Sorry, gotta get my stuff. I'm gonna go with Tucker.
Tucker picked last week.
Also, McPherson's picked.
Tucker and McPherson were the two picked.
All right, let me see.
Jake Elliott's up there.
No, I won't go all out there. I'll spread it around.
I mean, hey, why not?
He's on the Jags now.
I know. Who's the kicker for the Philadelphia Eagles? Anybody know? Nope. Not a Pittsburgh. Not a Philly fan.
It's Jake Elliott.
All right.
Oh.
I'm gonna go with Gano.
Gano.
Okay. Gano. Yeah. All right. For our final pick,
Young Ray.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. So, just a refresh because we kind of got off topic because our picks were really long.
Sorry.
The students have Patrick Mahomes, Saquon Barkley, Jamar Chase, George Kittle, Justin Jefferson, and the Bills defense with the kicker.
Young Way.
Cool. Yeah, I forgot. And then Miss C, the teacher. Lamar Jackson, Derrick Henry, Tyreek Hill, Goeder, Amari Cooper, Eagles, and then
Gano.
Gano, yeah. So Yep.
Game on, boys. Yeah. Game on.
That will be the wrap for week number two of our podcast. And next week, we'll come back with week number three, I believe.
Yeah.
All right. So
good luck, Missy.
Good luck,
Thank
Missy.
You, guys.
Luck. We'll let you know. We'll let you guys know who wins next week.
Go Bounce.
You guys are doing great. Good job, guys.
All right. And have a great day.